This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And that brings us to 7:07. This is the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're now discussing whether there are laws, whether there are enough laws even to protect whistleblowers in the workplace. So this is stemming from a Reuters report. Back in May, a Nepalese top glove worker named Yuvraj Khadka had taken photos of his colleagues lining up to get their temperatures taken before starting their shift. And what he was looking to record was how the management didn't enforce physical distancing, although they did ensure that their staff wore masks and gloves. So instead of complaining to the management for fear of losing his job, he sent the photos to a workers' rights campaigner in Nepal, and in turn, the activist forwarded them to Top Glove and the Malaysian government without revealing Yuvraj's identity. Subsequently, though, Top Glove did terminate Yuvraj, who then returned to Nepal, and according to the termination letter, Top Glove had identified him as the distributor of the photos based on CCTV coverage. Since then, Top Glove has said told Reuters that it dealt with Yuvraj amicably, but declined to comment on the issues raised by his photos. And so we're returning now to a theme that we've explored on the show in the past, which is whistleblowing. So the last time, or when we speak about it, I think in the past, we have tended to focus on it a little more from a political point of view, and so the laws that govern it in that area. But I think it is important more than ever in general. We spend so much time at work, and work in general has come under scrutiny this year, particularly workplaces like this, where you do have large amounts of workers crammed into very specific spaces, where you are also in charge of providing the living conditions. And when people are questioning SOPs in terms of how employers are actually enforcing them or how they are actually carrying them out in all these various spaces. So more than ever, I think looking at how workers are protected in the workplace, which includes whistleblowing, is important. So this is something that we wanted to examine. And after this, we are going to be speaking with Jay Solomon, who is the General Secretary of the National Union of Bank Employees. If you would like to ask any questions or share any thoughts, do you know of any whistleblowers? Do you have questions about what it means to whistleblow in a corporate or in a company environment? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:11. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking today about whistleblowing in the workplace. And this is coming from a Reuters report about a Nepalese top glove worker who had highlighted through photos how management at the time, which was much earlier this year, did not enforce physical distancing while taking temperatures, although their staff did have to wear masks and gloves. And so we're just raising this idea of working conditions and what it means to be a whistleblower and what kinds of protections you have. If you have any thoughts on whistleblowing in the workplace, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us on the line is Jay Solomon, General Secretary of the National Union of Bank Employees. Solomon, thank you so much for being with us. First off, are there laws that protect whistleblowers in workplaces?
Currently, there are no specific laws for workers who are whistleblowers. What we have is, and we have a Whistleblower Protection Act to 2010, but the problem with that act, it only covers disclosure to enforcement agency. So the most it can happen is that right now, a worker can lodge a report to the government agencies, which is the Ministry of Human Resources, to take the necessary course of action. So whether they take the necessary course of action, over the years we have seen it is not that effective. Secondly, if they were to have their internal whistleblowers compliance unit, what worse will happen is that if someone complains about the wrongdoing of a CEO, it goes up to the CEO. and there will not be much action from the company. And eventually what will happen, the worker may end up in a problem. The other factor is there is also a lack of provisions for trade unions to be formed. Because if a trade union is formed at any workplace, there will be a collective agreement. And that should have been the way to deal with the issues, because most of it, it concerns the safety and health of the workers. While, of course, it can also be classified as a public interest issue, especially when it comes to COVID-19. Basically, it is a workplace issue concerning the workers. So the labor laws should provide those protection, but unfortunately, whatever little provision we have in the labor laws are not enforced by the enforcement agencies.
So to your knowledge then, are most workers even aware of these admittedly little protections?
No, the awareness is very low. It is very evident. That is why, you know, at workplaces, you need unions, you know, who can really take up such issues with the management in a very prescribed manner. They have processes to go through. So when it relates to workplace like the occupational health safety, so if you have a proper process, then which is laid out in the collective agreement, easier for the worker to take the necessary course of action and be protected. But at the same time, it is difficult for individuals to take action. And in this case, we notice in the top glove, the worker had paid a high price. And this should not be the way, I mean, labor relations work at workplaces. It only reflects that inspection officers are not carrying out their enforcement. This should have actually prompted the labor inspectors to take immediate action to protect the workers, but it is not working at the moment.
So do these protections extend to foreign workers as well? I mean, what kinds of protections are there for this group?
As far as unions are concerned, you know, we want to ensure that all workers, you know, will have the right to safe and healthy workplaces. All workers have a right to form unions or join unions. So it's either foreign or local workers. Of course, when even local workers are penalized, I can imagine how much more a foreign worker is being affected. And the fact is, even local workers are being sacked, like the Nepalese worker, when they become whistleblowers. So there should not be any different laws. There should not be any obstruction for protecting a worker, whether it is foreign or a local worker.
And are there organizations in place right now that can readily assist foreign workers if they would like to report employer or company misconduct?
I think everyone should understand that insofar as workers are concerned, especially the foreign workers, the union is the most appropriate organization which can readily assist the foreign workers. And the foreign workers should join a union. For them to join the union and to have protection, the authorities and employers must not restrict them. Right now, that is the obstacle for the foreign workers. So when it comes to workers and especially foreign workers, the union is the most appropriate. But most importantly, it is about governance. It is about the Ministry of Human Resource providing that right for workers to form unions, to join unions, and also to deal with workplace issues, I mean, through a formal collective agreement by way of bargaining between the union and the employers. In that situation, a foreign worker will be more protected than what it is today without a union in their workplace.
So overall, what is the culture of whistleblowing like here in Malaysia, and could it be better?
See, many of the workers are afraid of actually being a whistleblower due to the lack of protection. So many of them are being punished if they become a whistleblower. Many a times they bring this up to their superiors' attention with a good intention. But however, we receive reports that most of them are being punished. Some of them are being sidelined for promotion. Some are being given cold treatment. Some are being transferred out. Some are being frustrated to the extent that they eventually leave the organization. So there need to be a proper law and also equal enforcement powers. It is worthless to have laws then when the enforcement is unable to enforce the law, or due to because of some loopholes or some other factors, then it will not provide protection to the workers. So it is high time for Malaysia to actually have a proper law to protect the whistleblowers, especially in the workplace.
So in closing, you've mentioned the necessity of joining unions, good governance from the Ministry of Human Resources and the like. Is there anything else that we can do to better foster safe and safe workspaces?
The government must impose, such human rights provisions in the law to protect the workers who are whistleblowers. Also, in the collective agreement, there must be provisions for whistleblowers to be protected. And at the same time, there must be punitive measures taken, not only against the employee, but also against the employer. What we see now is when an employee breaches the collective agreement, the employee is punished. Whereas when an employer breaches the collective agreement, he is merely told to comply. So there is a huge imbalance there. So if that is the case, then many of the employers will try their luck up to the federal court to merely comply. So there is no punishment against them. So if you have punishments against those employees, even at the Ministry of Labor, at the Labor Department, IR Department, and even at the Industrial Court, then employers would be careful, because the whistleblowers will be more bold enough to raise issues or to expose any wrongdoing. So in enacting such laws and punitive measures, I think that will actually help out the workers to be more brave to become a whistleblower.
Solomon, thank you for speaking with us. That was Jay Solomon, General Secretary of the National Union of Bank Employees, talking about the rights of whistleblowers in the workplace. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. You know, what can we do to better foster a safe culture when it comes to whistleblowing? Is it something you've encountered? Is it something you think is important? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the messages, we have this from Kamaru Nizam, who says, if you're whistling on Twitter or Facebook, everybody will hear you, but somebody will shoot you. And yes, I think that is just true about social media in general. I think if we look at how whistleblowers, though, have done this, and especially this particular whistleblower in question and the company, they did go through, I think, as far as possible, the best channels available to them, right? Because it was a photo that was sent to a workers' rights group back in Nepal, which was then sent on anonymously. And ultimately, it was CCTV footage that identified the worker in question. But even then, we haven't seen the best outcome from it. And I think, again, the next time somebody thinks about whistleblowing, they are going to think about this case and perhaps think twice, so long as we don't have the kinds of protections that we've been talking about this evening. Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, though, some music. Here is Stray Cats with Baby Blue Eyes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.